Welcome to Manage Tools. Today's cast, Project Management Reporting, Chapter 1, Part 2. The questions this cast answers are, how do I keep track of my project? What kind of reporting will help me manage projects and change efforts? And who is responsible for reporting work status? If you want answers to these questions and more, keep listening. Hey y'all, if you're in San Diego, you may want to listen up. November 1st and 2nd, we'll be there with the Effective Manager and Effective Communicator conferences. We'd love to have your smiling face in the audience. You can register today at manager-tools.com/training to join us. One's reporting must be based on deliverables. Kate referred to this briefly when we kind of started our conversation, but guys, we need to move past the idea of tasks and instead embrace the idea of deliverables. And it's a small difference, but it is profound difference. Mm-hmm. It is a major difference that, to Kate's point, increases our ability to use the information the task being done provides to us. A task is something someone has to do, like update the MOU database. That's a task. Those are words that we'd say to ourselves. That's how we talk to ourselves about our work responsibilities. Oh man, I've got to update the MOU database. But our organizational context tells us that's not enough because our work, it's not about us. It's about giving other people the ability to make decisions about the future based on the thing that we just completed.
Yeah, or about consumption of work.
Yeah.
Right?
Exactly.
Sometimes your work is being...
Predictability.
Yeah, people are using your work after you're finished it. And if you haven't told them that it's finished, then they can't use it. So it's one thing to say, update the MOU database. That's a task. Turning a task into a deliverable adds two components of the deadline and the reporting to essentially modernize, because task is like a centuries old concept. So we're going to take task and modernize it into a deliverable, which is a more useful component of professional life, which would, in this case, with our example, with Sarah's example, would take the words update the MOU database, that's a task, and turn them into, by November 2, notify the webmaster that the MOU database has been updated. Date, reporting, task, combined together into a deliverable.
Exactly. And folks, the easiest way to distinguish a deliverable from a task is a thought experiment. So in this thought experiment, you are said project manager. One of your project team members has a task, the task being update the MOU database. Now, let's say they complete the task, but now the deadline, the task becomes our own. That is, the deadline is upon us personally because we can't swear it's done. So what do we have to do to figure out whether or not it's completed? We need to call that person and ask them whether or not they did it. It would be so much easier. In fact, I would go so far as to say it would be so much more professional for them to update their status. But if we don't have a status board, let alone some sort of tracking reporting website, then they haven't the ability to update it.
Even if you did, you didn't ask them to do it.
Right. You didn't give them a deliverable. You gave them a task. Do it.
And you didn't maybe even in your task include a deadline.
Right.
Sometimes we don't. You just said update the database and sometimes they do it, but we're mad. So it's our own.
Right. We got mad. I'm mad. I never know what's going on around here. Okay. No one ever tells me anything. No one tells me what they've done and what they haven't done. And we get all mad about it. Rightfully so. But whose fault is it?
Ours.
My own.
Well, it's yours.
It's actually my fault. It's actually my fault because I didn't give you a deliverable. I told you to do a task. I don't get to that on the back end, get ticked off because you didn't tell me that the thing I didn't tell you to tell me was done is done, basically.
Yeah, I want the database updated. That's the core task, sure. And we ought to know by now because, again, I mean, this happens. Managers assign the task and then they think to themselves, oh, that should be done by now. Is it? And then, of course, they have to go find out because they didn't include
putting the work on ourselves.
Yeah. So, okay. We know this. We've learned the core task is not enough for us to also find out when it's done. In order to get that, you also must assign a deadline. And that deadline might include a time in addition to a date if things are tight, like by noon or by 5 p.m. Central. Don't say end of day. We'll get there. So if you want to know when it's done, you have to also ask your colleague to report on the status no later than the deadline.
Exactly.
So that you don't always have to check the status. Another way to say this is if you don't want to have to go looking for them to find out if the work is done, ask them to tell you when it's done, when it's done.
Yeah, exactly.
Also, I'm going to go back to this like 5 p.m. Central thing. Y'all, do not say something like end of day or COB. Don't do it. You're just opening yourself up.
Right.
I mean, okay, I guess it's better than not assigning a time at all.
It is. Barely. Barely. Because then you're doing time change calculations constantly. Oh, well, it's like the end of my day is at the end of their day.
Oh, that's not or maybe they're even at their desk late. Concern.
Maybe there's that. What is your concern?
So for one thing, if for most people, I find the reason they do assign a time of day is because it's very crucial that it's done mm-hmm. by that time, right? You ask for end of day because you're going to use it first thing in the morning. Let's say you have to present it 9 a.m. on Thursday. So you say end of day on Wednesday. Okay, let's imagine, we'll extend our thought experiment, that I am presenting on Thursday morning at 9 a.m. and I need the thing before to print, right? Before I go to bed Wednesday night.
Uh-huh.
Okay, maybe I have a flight. Maybe I have a 5 a.m. flight on Thursday. Well, let's say I've asked it of a person in the Eastern time zone. So they're 1 hour ahead of me. So I assume that at the end of their day, which I would assume is 5 p.m., that...
Making assumptions all over the place.
It's 4 p.m. Central at 5 p.m. Eastern. That's true. Not an assumption. That's real. And I would assume their day ends at 5 p.m. Eastern. So I check my email at 5 p.m. Central. So now... they've had an extra hour after what I've assumed is end of day, except it's not there. So then I think to myself, well, you know, sometimes they do work a little late. Maybe this person is just still at their desk. So I wait another hour. There's a thing where you can't leave your desk, right? There's like a, oh, I've gone into the kitchen to make dinner, but we work from home, right? Let's say I've gone to the kitchen to make dinner, but I still know I have to go back to my desk and print a thing. And so I still have this, not a stress, but just like a chime in the back of my brain. Hey, don't forget. Or I have a post-it on the kitchen cupboard. I've done that before.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Don't forget to go back to your desk.
Yeah. Don't forget to print that thing. So now it's 7 p.m. my time and I still don't have it. And I said end of day. So I can't know if they're done working. So I have to go and ask. And this is clearly this has happened to me or I wouldn't be so chapped.
Yeah. Yes. Right?
Yes. I mean, obviously this is a true story.
True. Very true story.
So I have to go back and ask them, hey, it's 7 p.m. Is that thing done? And you know, I'm pretty sure that every time this has ever happened to me, that the person who said, oh, sorry, it's not my end of day yet, had completely, utterly forgotten. And so then rushes back to their desk to complete the thing because it still took, you know, an hour or two or whatever. And to be quite frank with you, all of this to me is just time completely and utterly wasted.
Mm-hmm. So agreed.
My time wasted, their time wasted, all the time wasted.
Exactly. Due to lack of clarity. Don't say end of day, people.
Don't say COB either.
Yeah.
Close of business. I mean, what time is close of business? It really depends on your depends on your business.
And your physical location on that day, which could be different. On any given day.
And you know what else? You know, the other reason I'm irked about this is because when this happened to me, I instinctively knew the next thing, which is that reporting is the responsibility of the person who's owning the deliverable.
Exactly.
The responsibility for reporting on that status is associated with the owner of the task, right?
Yeah, exactly. That's the only person that can know the status of that thing is the person who's responsible for completing it or not. It's a simple, simple concept.
Mm-hmm.
And It's so simplistic that this really isn't guidance. It's just basically a natural law of organizational life. The law is so powerful, though. The person who's doing the work is responsible for reporting on the work's completion. It's worth billions of dollars to your organization every year. And almost nobody knows the rule except you guys, the manager tools community. You're really the only people that know that this rule exists, which is nonsensical. It's just basic professionalism. And the proof of this professional natural law can also be learned in yet another thought experiment. So imagine that every time you did something, you have to tell a checker or a measurer or an official validator person, you have to tell them that your work is done. And they didn't actually check the work. They're just the recipient of the knowledge. They're just the person that gets told when things are done that you had done your work. And that checker didn't do any other work. All they did was hear your status. And they got paid more than you did.
I mean, how profitable would the firm possibly be?
Exactly. It's crazy. That's a crazy concept. And if you think, no way, that is nonsensical, and I am not going to stand for that, we would totally agree with you. We're absolutely on your side. But since it's everyone's experience that task or owners don't normally, naturally, openly broadcast their task completion to everyone on the project team, and bosses, to Kate's point a moment earlier, hate having to run down a task owner to determine the status, and they hate that the task owner is making them chase them down for status. We as an organization, you know, to prevent ourselves the headache of the managers having to go chase you down, and because you don't like updating on status, we just hired someone to do status for you because right. No one else was willing to do it.
Okay. So then why does the validator make more than the individual contributor?
Well, that's easy, dude. Because our analysis showed that when the direct didn't notify other people, including the project manager, of their completed status, it was the manager who had to track down the direct to get the status. So we just paid the checker person more than the direct and less than the manager, split the middle, still a pretty good deal for the firm, and it allows our project to be finished on time. Easy. It makes sense.
Okay, that's genius. And then I say, well, no, that is actually a terrible idea. After that, I say, oh yeah, good job, boss. Cool. And then, actually, no, that's terrible. Don't hire them. One of us, either me or my team, somebody, my boss, the project owner, somebody will do that. Well, somebody will do that. Now what?
Yeah. Okay. Who should do it? Should it be you, the task owner, the person responsible for doing it? Or should it be your boss who's responsible for checking on the status of one of your tasks? Who should do this job then? If we don't need to hire this person that makes more than you.
I guess it has to be me, because if it's my boss, then she has to ping me all the time with questions, all the time that I'm done, forever.
Yes.
And then that would be terrible because I would be miserable. And
yeah, you totally would. And so would I. Am I here.
Or then I just have to, she would keep asking me, or I'd have to learn to communicate with her all the time, so that she can then officially communicate to everybody else. But that's super, super, super inefficient.
Mm-hmm.
So then all of this to say, it appears that we don't only have to complete the task, we have to communicate about its status. Which then I suppose means I own the deliverable.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, fine.
And genius.
Just kidding, I love deliverables.
I know, me too. I know, me too. But that's the thing. It's that, do you want me to do the work or do you want me to report that the work is being done?
I never understood that, because don't you like to tell people
all
that you're awesome?
Right?
I'm so confused by that. The whole, I don't want to tell people it's done. Dude, how will people know you're awesome?
I'm too busy working to tell people that I've done my work.
How will people know that you're awesome?
Right? Exactly.
I'm genuinely always confused by this.
It's that there's no one else that can do it. To Kate's point, just a moment earlier, no one wants their boss constantly breathing down their throat. Are you done yet? Are you done yet? Are you done yet?
And to be clear, if your boss is breathing down your throat like that, it's probably because you're not communicating.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. No one wants their boss to do it.
Just tell them the answer before they show up at your
desk. Just tell them the answer. Get them off your back. Done.
Seriously.
Easy.
It kills me. And we're making fun. Y'all, the failure that you're engaging in, and it is a failure, if you're not reporting your status, then you are not only failing on communication, your deliverables are failing, as far as everyone's concerned, because no one can use that work. So hopefully our little posit kind of example scenario thing has made sense to you. And, you know, that was logical and we didn't have too much fun with it. Right now, though, if we're on this logic train, maybe it feels like it's jumped the tracks. Because it's not because it doesn't make sense. The logic is clear. It's that you won't maybe like this next tenet of reporting because we've taken you this far. It's almost impossible to deny. You could, I guess, verbally deny it. But it's almost impossible to deny that it's the logical result of a superior approach to a project manager to say that once you own a deliverable, you own both the task and the reporting of the status of the task, both. You own both. Mm-hmm. So what happens then when you complete your task, you update the MOU database, but you don't report its status as being done? Is it a thing? Do I get partial credit?
Do I get partial credit? Yeah, exactly. Like half points.
It's kind of like showing your work in the math quiz. Y'all, you're done. No more math quizzes. You don't get partial credit.
Exactly. And so, folks, suppose you have a status tracking spreadsheet. Mm-hmm. And that's really all you need for 99% of the projects that most of us do. Mm-hmm. And the deliverable you owned was update the MOU database and let the tech team know. You've updated the database, but you haven't told the tech team yet.
Oops-a-daisy.
Oops-a-daisy. Now look at this tracking spreadsheet. How do we mark this deliverable? Do we mark it green as done? Red as not done? Amber, the color, isn't so much of a status as an indicator of something's urgency. And that is when deliverables are due within 5, 3, any number of days in its advance, it turns amber just so that our attention is called to it in terms of work planning.
Right. So amber is not a status, essentially.
Right. But we've done 50% of the task. Now, how do we mark it? But the answer is, obviously and simply, since we've not completed the deliverable, we've not yet told the tech team, we leave it as amber or red for that matter, depending on where it currently is. And now the communication mechanism is incorrect. That is, it's not our current status. We've left it. It goes red. Now, how do we react to the redness of a task which we completed but didn't tell the tech team we'd done? And people don't like that. It sucks. They're like, wait a minute, it says I'm red. I'm not red. The most important part about it was that I updated the database and I was the only guy that could do it and I did what I needed to do. And why do I have to communicate it anyway? And that's not why I'm here. Going back to the, do you want me to do the work or communicate about the work being done? And to our point earlier, your organization doesn't care that your job is to be a coder and an IT guy or a tech person to just do the work. It doesn't matter. Going back to our thought experiment earlier, it's your responsibility because you're the only logical person who could do it. It's your responsibility to do both. And you didn't finish both of the things. So you're basically red. You're basically red. You did the thing, but you didn't tell anybody. And the task was inclusive of reporting. You didn't do your job. Full stop. Failure to report equals deliverable failure, whether you like it or not. Still red. Still red.
Yeah, it can't be used. The database update cannot be used because nobody knows.
Exactly.
Which means its completion is not a benefit.
Nope.
And therefore,
no one knows it's done.
Yeah. You're hired to do both your work and your reporting. Every job requires communication. Mm-hmm. It's just the tax we pay for the benefit of sharing in the wealth we create when we work together. That doesn't happen when you are an individual person working by themselves. That's
right.
Yeah. And working together just means it's communication. You guys are smart enough to know that.
Right.
Yeah.
You work with other people. You got to talk to them. All the jobs working with dogs and trees are gone. This is the job we have, talking to the people. And for us, project managers, what do we say to our project team members who whine and say, well, what do you want me to do? Write code or report on it? And the answer is yes, both.
Yeah.
All of it, all the time. That's what I want you to do.
Yeah. Doesn't have to be code. Sarah said it earlier. Do you want me to do the work or report? Both.
Both.
Both. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. We can't use your code if no one can see it or use it or know that it's done.
If you're not yet a Manager Tools licensee, you may want to remedy that. For just $200 per year, you'll get access to the show notes, written materials for all of the Manager Tools and Career Tools podcasts. Not only that, you'll be able to listen to and read the Executive Tools podcast. And included, free of charge, is the interviewing series, our effective feedback product, first job fundamentals, the resume workbook. The benefits of becoming a licensee are undeniable. To do so, visit us online at manager-tools.com/products.
We talked about going amber, and the way we have it set up, y'all, our sheet goes amber within a few days, and mm-hmm. amber then is not something you can put in.
Right.
Yeah, and our sheet starts with white. The cells are white.
Yeah.
And then they go amber, and then they go red.
Mm-hmm.
If they're not marked green. We put right. like done and then the date, and that marks them green. So white, amber, red, which red's not a crime.
Right.
It's a benign warning. Mm-hmm. It's okay when a task turns red, which would be indicative of the fact that it wasn't completed before its scheduled due date.
Uh-huh.
This is why we go from white to amber before right. things are due. So a whole sheet of white, because the sheet I'm imagining as we talk through this, Cypress, is thousands of cells, if not more than 10,000 cells.
Mm-hmm.
It certainly could be. So a whole sheet of white is really hard to see where, you know, kind of the leading edge of tasking yeah. is in terms of deadlines. We don't want to waste everyone's time looking for what dates are next. So yeah. attention.
Yeah, reading individual dates.
Right. The amber allows us to put our attention on the things that are due in the near term.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just part of the system helping everyone on the project get things done on time and be able to like see what's coming next. White means, hey, you know, it's more than a week away. Amber means it's this week.
Mm-hmm.
If this is the approach we're taking, we can tell what's coming, and we can't really start punishing people for missing deadlines and having deliverables turn red. Is there another way to say that?
Well, we can punish people who don't complete their deliverables on time, but our team's going to hate the project. It's quickly going to sour the project team in regards to the clarity, the transparency of the public reporting system. I mean, if I'm going to get punished every time I'm red due to factors that were perfectly reasonable, I'm going to start changing my status. I'm going to start marking things a little inaccurately, because there's all kinds of reasons that a deliverable goes red. Yes, it is certainly a miss. It is certainly a miss on the part of the deliverable owner. But we all have plenty of experience having to come up with due dates for tasks, and knowing at the moment full well there's hundreds of things, thousands of things that could happen to us and or the project, or not happen, in fact, for that deliverable due date to actually mean there's a delay on the project.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's tons of things that could happen. So a thing turning red isn't always indicative of a problem,
right,
necessarily. It's just information. It's just something to help us, to your point earlier, Kate, make predictions about the future.
Mm-hmm. Right. So if it does go red, we're not going to ask who's to blame.
Mm-hmm.
We think about what's the situation. Maybe it is a dependency delay. It could be a resource problem. It might just be the first time we see through the reporting that some of our assumptions about the process and the workflow were mistaken.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe there's something we miss that means that this thing is not capable of being done. And again, you just said this, I just think it's really important. This red may or may not require a re-examination of the project completion date.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know that this red in the grand scheme is going to cause the end goal to be at risk. And surely one deliverable shouldn't be the straw that breaks the camel's back. And I caution y'all, it shouldn't be assumed either that a red deliverable was a must-win scenario that we lost, which would result in us taking severe action and kind of freaking out.
Punishing people.
So,
yeah, exactly.
It's not necessarily the end of the world.
Totally. In most cases, to your point, Kate, a deliverable turning red means the final project completion won't change. For most of the individual deliverables, the end due date is not going to change because of that one thing going red. The owner of the deliverable has probably earned some brief negative feedback, I'm going to fly off the handle in this meeting, but maybe a little bit of negative feedback. And we'd establish a new due date for the deliverable itself with minimal impact on the other deliverables which need to be met in terms of the project. But a single deliverable turning red is not a crime worthy of punishment. It's a signal. It's a piece of information to help us do our jobs better, help us know what else may be at risk. Negative feedback is always warranted. But more than that, it's just going to negatively impact your project because it's going to start to erode the communications that are necessary for the project's success.
Mm-hmm. So red is a warning, and we address it, and it's not the end of the world. What I would describe as something that is more
like the end of the world
mm-hmm. is false reporting.
Mm.
There's a huge difference between missing a deadline, and so therefore going red, little warning bells, and intentionally marking a task done when it is not.
Yes.
The formal is a normal occurrence worthy of mention and awareness. Hey guys, we missed this deadline. We missed this deliverable. And that means X, Y, and Z. Marking your stuff done when it's not done could be a fireable offense.
Absolutely.
Project status reported through deliverable status is a professional commitment. There is an assumption of honesty.
Mm-hmm.
Intentionally falsifying a project status document is a professional lie and potentially grounds for termination. Y'all, if you say this thing is done in the tracking sheet and somebody comes to you and you don't have the output because it isn't actually done.
Uh-huh. It's a lie.
That's a lie.
Exactly. And it's kind of a big deal. I mean, we're not trying to be overly harsh in pointing this lie out, but these last two principles of project management, they go together. That is, we have to decriminalize being late with work, but we also have to criminalize falsifying work. We don't want to punish people when they go red. We want to give a little bit of negative feedback, but we are full well happy to and willing to punish if people do something that is worthy of punishment, like lying about an item status. We want our project team to know Being late is understandable. Lying, completely unacceptable in every case.
And I think that we were pretty clear about that. So
I know, it's pretty. What a way to end a podcast.
Well,
murder.
This is murder. We are kind of murdery. It's kind of funny.
I know. We did. We ended on a very murderous note.
This is the third time this week we've talked about murder. Yeah. We didn't come here to talk about murder. We always have to remind ourselves of that. We came to talk about project management and deliverables and reporting. Mm-hmm. And if you're thinking about your projects, you're probably managing projects all year round, all the time, in a steady stream, constantly. And even if you don't think of everything as a project, if you think about the idea of who does what by when, very quickly, it's very easy to think about most of your work as projects. Mm-hmm. And because you're doing all this work all the time, we wanted to share the principles behind reporting on that work to help your team and yourself as the manager know the rules and follow them. Because teams that are successful at this, they end up completing projects on time and on budget, and they get more and bigger projects. And even mm-hmm. if you're already good, if your team is really good, this might be a series of recommendations that could make y'all even better.
Absolutely.
And close some of those gaps. I really find that deliverables change the speed at which things get done. And even if they're not changing the speed at which things get done, they're changing the speed at which work transitions between people.
Mm-hmm.
And that's...
No one can argue with efficiency.
Really crucial. The only time I argue with efficiency is if it's not effective.
And this happens to me both.
Yeah.
Which is really helpful.
Yes, absolutely. So we just wanted to share this with y'all to make sure that you know the things that we know as we can give them to you.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, everybody.
Thanks, guys. That's all for this week. Have a good one.
Bye, y'all.
Thank you.